So today we want to talk a little bit about ways of making your food more enjoyable. This is Allie.
This is Kitty. Yeah, I think a nice topic for mindful eating type of a theme would be, you know, how can we make our food more pleasurable for us? Not so much the setting, but the food itself. How do we, you know, really play into that sensory aspect so we're appreciative of it in a nice way, and it adds to mindfulness and satisfaction.
Yeah, so kind of elevating the experience so that it's more meaningful, memorable, things like that.
More enjoyable.
Yeah, and how that connects to
right
all of our nourishment you take from that meal in a different way.
Right. I think for me, you don't have to go nutty with the garnishes. I always treat that as a tip. Garnish your plate. And I always think, okay, you know, you're lucky I got anything on this plate tonight. I was busy and this is a good meal. I don't really have time for the garnish idea. Well, you don't have to, you know, run and hope you have parsley sprigs. You don't have to do that. Instead, it could be just a matter of putting it on a nice plate. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about not eating out of the pan or the bag or the box. Use your nice settings. Use your nice silverware and your nice plate. What are you waiting for? I mean, it looks more beautiful when it's on a nice plate. So that's one simple thing. Just use a nice plate. You know, sitting down and really taking a minute to look at what you're eating. A lot of people don't even look at their food. They just sort of inhale it and it goes. And we're all busy. But just it takes 10 seconds to sit down and look at it thoroughly.
Yeah.
And appreciate it. Look, I made this wonderful thing. Isn't this great? And doesn't it look nice? You know,
right.
Doesn't it look good? And then as you start to eat, I don't know what you do, but as I start to eat, I eat slowly, usually the first bite. I try to eat slower. Sometimes you're in a hurry. And when you eat more slowly, you have a chance to check in with yourself on the texture, the temperature of the food. There's even auditory aspects of food. I mean, think of the crunch of potato chips. And so just tuning in to those kind of sensory things. Don't you think that makes a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when I think about the plate and the first way I begin to eat is definitely the color.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I try really hard. And it does. And again, it doesn't have to be complicated, but I try hard if I'm making something as simple as like ziti or anything that's going to have ricotta cheese or something like that in it, just to grind spinach into it to add a little color. And it takes me seconds, you know, to do that. Or if I'm putting out a veggie plate for the kids to eat along with one of those busy nights, simple dinner, just a veggie plate, I at least try to put four different colored vegetables on there. So when they sit down, they see those colors and it's attractive. And then along with it, like hummus or like salad dressing or something. So I think the color really matters. And I think it's not as hard as people think it is to put color on a plate.
Sometimes it doesn't work. I mean, you must have had this happen. Sometimes I make a dinner and I made this awesome chicken cutlet and cauliflower and I sit down and I'm like, oh, it's the all white plate night.
Yeah.
You know, that happens.
But that's when you go grab your like steamable broccoli
This is what I grab. I run to the cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
Because it's like the easiest. Everyone likes them. It takes 2 seconds to wash them. Boom, there they are on the plate. And I literally run around and put a handful of tomatoes on everyone's plate. It's so crazy. But it makes a big difference to me too. The color. I totally agree. What else? The texture, temperature, and obviously taste. You know, when we're eating so fast, you can't even notice those great spices you put in or that wonderful little tiny bit of Parmesan that you grated on the top to garnish your food. So just slowing down, I think, and just enjoying all those sensory things makes a big difference and makes you more mindful and makes your dinner better.
Yeah, and it turns ordinary into something different and special.